TV9NN mobile monitoring. KE8FGW monitoring. KE9NN mobile monitoring.
N8APX WN8Q.
Yeah, somewhere by Ontario.
Well, top of the morning there. At 9KOP and Brad. Yeah, we're just making our rounds. I'm going to Alpena and then back to Indian River. So we're just out cruising around. It's cooler out though. 74 here in Atlanta. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, 71 down here in Mayo. Well, boy, it reminds me of the, what do you call it, we had a few years ago. The solar eclipse where it went kind of dark there for a few minutes. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I got... Oh, I was coming... Coming up 75 there, right about Grayling. I got a orange colored hue to the sky. It was pretty clear at my house, you know, down south of Grayling. So, yeah. Now it's kind of getting a little bit lighter here, but in Lewiston was pretty dark. Pretty dark. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's probably about a mile, blocked in half to the visibility here with all the smoke. So yeah, we're in the, I was just looking it up. Parts per million, there are 266 parts per million there for wherever it is. That's probably not, I'm probably not even saying it right. We're saying AQI, Air Quality Index, so there you go. So it's 266 they're reporting for us. Marquette is actually a little less. They're at 188. So, yeah. Pretty close to hazardous, so hazardous starts at 301. But there you go.
Might as well be close. I'll have parts for guys. Talking to you this morning. And then KOP mobile mine.
Alright. You have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day, Cameron. K8FTZ,
good, right? Yeah, it looks pretty hazardous to me. I didn't know if you were signing out. I think you doubled. It sounded like there was a double in there, but yeah, it looks pretty hazardous. I was kind of wondering about that. What's up around 300? What do they suggest you do?
Oh, good question. I haven't dug that far into it yet, so I was just looking at their legend.
Now this is W8REJ.
Well, good morning. Take over. Put your 2 cents in there.
Okay, very good, Dad. And kind of following the fire situation in Canada, right now there are over 800 fires burning in Canada. So as long as the wind is coming out of the north, any direction, we're going to get quite a bit of it. There are a lot of fires right up through central Ontario. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents. So, what to do is stay indoors as much as possible, and stay outside areas unless you have to be there for work or something like that. But still. I'll be extra careful. W8REJ, I'm clear. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for that information. Cool. Yeah, I can be turning the air on here, but I'm going to be out in it a little bit anyway. So. Alright, well, I think I'm going to listen to the music here. We're coming up to Atlanta, and then I'm going to go over 65 mile an hour zone and be flying, so I will catch you guys later. Have a good day, Brad, and the other station out there. Yeah. Stay inside and be productive. Do something. Do something. K-A-D-Y-S. I'll be listening.
Yeah, sounds good. So, yeah, your area is a little better than what we are. So, the Northern Lord just a little bit better, but not much. Anywho, catch you later, Ryan. Yep, stay safe driving that big rig. So, yeah, we're going to be inside for quite a bit today. So, yeah, well, winds out of the west, well, you know, that's where our winds come from. So, we're just going to have to deal with it. But, yeah, well, even Manitoba, they're forest fire right now. Northern part of Manitoba there. So there's definitely quite a bit of little fires. Anywho. It's my ride, KE8FJW.
KBCW, mobile in the twilight zone.
KBCW, WABC. Is it getting kind of foggy up there?
Yeah, it's super hazy, very smoky. You can smell it in the air. And I guess tomorrow is supposed to be worse.
Yeah, I went on Mackinac Bridge webcam and saved a photo of it. Yep. Well, one summer when I was living up there, had smoky days for most of the summer. Blamed it on the Canadians.
Yeah, apparently there's a number of Canadian wildfires, I think maybe in Alberta, that the northwest wind is pushing it down here. It's going to cover the entire state by tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, I think there's fires in Minnesota, isn't there? Wisconsin, Minnesota?
Yeah, not sure about that. I haven't heard anything on that front.
Well, either way, it's just as bad. And I know it would kind of ruin somebody's vacation if they go up there and spend a week and all it is smoky and smell like fire.
Yeah, that's certainly an inconvenience. I don't know. We'll see how long it lasts. It might blow out of here, but folks that have major respiratory issues, they're going to really struggle with this, and that's a little bit more concerning.
Yeah, no. Now, down here, let's see, it says 86, but yesterday when I talked to you, it was over 100, according to the dashboard. But down here, we'll probably have problems with electricity and loss of air conditioning, maybe.
Yeah, we're certainly under a situation of high demand. It was 90 up here yesterday, which is pretty warm for us. And I think today is supposed to taper off a little bit, maybe only going to be like 82 or something like that. So we shall see. I work for a combined gas electric utility, and I haven't heard any announcements or notices on critical generation days yet on the electric side of the business. So hopefully we'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I know the first year I moved up there, Central Lake, in 1999, and that first summer was pretty warm. I had no air conditioning in the house, and the inside of the house reached 95 degrees. That's too much, so I had to sit in the car and cool off, or sit in the basement. The house was a double-wide mobile home with a full basement, so it was always in the 50s in the basement. Later on, I would take a fan and run fan, blow cool air from the basement up the stairway.
Yeah, we used to do that with our first house, too, that was not equipped with air conditioning. We actually would run the furnace and open the dampers that led to the basement and pull that cold air up that way with the furnace fan, and that worked pretty good. But, yeah, when we moved and our new house didn't have air conditioning, it didn't take us long to spring for that and put it in. So it's been worth its weight in gold more than a few times.
Yeah, and when the company announced that they were going to move up north, they used to be in Royal Oak, and they were moving up north to get away from the big city, and one of the things that the owner said, oh, you don't need air conditioning, you just open the windows. Well, that just let all the humidity in.
Yeah, a lot of times that can work if you are right on the lake shore and you're getting a constant cool breeze off the cool water, but not everybody around here is situated like that, so it gets plain hot here, especially if you're in the woods. Well, hey, I'm rolling up to my destination, so I'm going to jump off. Have a great day and stay cool. This is K8BCW, Mobile in Harbor Springs.
Okay, drive safe, KBCW, WAZPC.
K8FTW, I'm monitoring.
Good morning, WAZPC. So, are you getting a lot of smoke up there in the Sioux?
Oh, I think we got all the smoke.
Yeah, I got a ham radio friend that's got a camper in Curtis, and he just texted to the group this morning that it's all smoky.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I was just looking at the map about an hour ago, so we were at 266 air quality, so... And that's a limit yourself to outdoors and stay inside. And at the 201, it's stay inside. So, yeah, we're going to hang out indoors today, so that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, just pulled in the driveway. Yeah, well, we were supposed to get some of that smoke down in the Detroit area later on this week, but we're going to stick around inside. We'll talk to you later. WAVPC will be clear.
Sounds good. See ya. KEFKW. Monitoring.
KDA-KCV, 9 miles north of Johannesburg. Getting pretty smoky here, I mean to tell you. I think I'm going to stay inside. North of me, I understand, it's got to be getting quite a bit worse. KDA-KCV.
And mobile
monitoring. KBCW mobile. And 8DMH mobile. KBCW mobile. Good afternoon, Drake.
Bentley, how are we doing this afternoon?
Just driving through the twilight zone on my way up to the range and going to shoot a little bit this afternoon and dial myself in. How about you?
I am going to the grocery store. I just got off of work. And I'm dreading walking from my car inside because every time I step out of my car, it's just like I can't stop coughing. The smoke is so bad.
Man, you seem to be going to the grocery store a lot. You probably should be a lot bigger than you are based on that. I know that affects different people differently. I'm not susceptible to it as much, I guess, as some, so it hasn't bothered me much. But I wouldn't want to be out riding my mountain bike in this weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, no way. I wouldn't want to be out. I don't really want to be out in this at all. So, well, I ran out of coffee creamer this morning, so something I kind of grab whenever it's low, and it's not really hard for me to go to the grocery store, so I just grab things as I need it.
Stand by. I'm in a pretty low spot, a little bit of a shadow of the repeater here. I'll be up on top of the hill in a second.
EATT heading north from West Branch, coming from Detroit, and holy smokes, literally. You guys got any idea when this all rolled in up here?
Around 9 o'clock this morning is when it really got bad.
Yeah, wow. Supposed to be raising a 160-foot tower tomorrow. Actually, this, I don't think this would affect that either way, but I wasn't expecting to ride through this on the way up, though.
Yeah, this is probably the worst I've seen smoke.
Thick. It came in about
like this.
5 o'clock this morning up here in the Harbor Springs area, and it's been eerie all day long.
I'm really hoping the wind shifts soon, so that way we can get rid of it.
Slightly up here. It's not quite as bad as it was earlier this morning. So hopefully by the time you get up here, it might dissipate a little bit, but I haven't heard an actual forecast on what's supposed to happen over the next couple of days with it. Other than tomorrow, we're supposed to have worse air quality than today.
Oh, that just figures. We postponed it from, and by the way, you guys doubled, but I heard both of you clearly, so I heard what people said. And we postponed this from yesterday because it was the hottest day in 14 years. So now we're going to, it's just one thing at the other. I don't think we're going to let this one change things, though, but yeah, wow. All right, I'm driving. I'll go back to listening. Thanks for the info about this. I will, of course, be checking all the reports once I get there. I'm about, 20, 30 minutes away. 88 DP, I'll be listening.
All right, sounds good, sir, and safe travels north. But, yeah, this is easily the worst I've seen smoke, and, yeah, it's supposed to be worse tomorrow, and I don't really want to know what that's like.
Yeah, definitely worst I've ever seen, and we'll see how long it lasts. Best to you, sir, on the climb tomorrow, and be safe, and safe travels. Almost at my destination, so I'll sign off now, piled up on top of a hill, K8BCW.
Hey, Bentley, sounds good. I'm not far from the store anyway, so good timing. And 8DOH mobile.
K8BCW from K8ZAG.
WARJ, I heard you call me, but I can't hear anybody. I can't hear anybody. WARJ, thank you. Good evening. The Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here. Name is Rob, and I'll be the net control station for tonight. And I'm located in beautiful downtown Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and about Benzie County. We'll start check-ins now with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, or short-timer stations. If you're one of those, please call now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KB8SDJ, EchoLink.
Gotcha, Bob. Any other EchoLink mobile stations or short-timers? If so, come with your call sign now, slowly, please, with your name. Okay, we're going to do general check-ins now, or I should say regular check-ins. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, John in Beulah.
88 BXI, Mary.
4UN8P, Larry.
Okay, we have AB9NN, John, KB8BXI, Mary, and WN8P, AP, the voice of Marilla, Larry. Anyone else? Okay, well, good evening. As you know, if you live in Michigan, we are getting blasted with the smoke from all of the fires in Canada. There are over 800 active fires right now, and a lot of them are in areas where they cannot get to them, so they're just going to let them burn until they burn out. Exciting times there. And, 800 fires, it's almost unfathomable to think of, so... Let's see what else we got going on here. We went to the lawyer today and we updated our wills. It's good to do that every 5 or 10 years there. And, minor changes, but they were important changes. So there you go. Other than that, we got the bar breakfast next week, and we'll look forward to that. So here we go. Echolink Station KB8 SVJ. Bob, take it away and stand by, John.
Good evening, Rob, everybody else out there in that. This is KB8SVJ. I am currently sitting in my camper in Berga State Park in Berga, Michigan. The smoke. You would not believe the smoke. I drove across the Mackinac Bridge today, and I never seen the bridge. I never seen the uprights. I seen the deck I was driving on. I seen the, I guess you call them guardrails along the side, and some of the cables going up, but not very far. Never seen the uprights. Never seen the water below until I got to St. Dignan's side. I got real close to St. Dignan's side, and I could see some of the water all across Michigan or US 2 or it is down along the southern part of the Upper Peninsula. I've never seen smoke so bad. And so now I'm sitting here at State Park, and across the street from the park is Lake Superior. I can't see it. And I know it's there. It's probably, 100 yards or less, probably less than 100 yards from where I'm sitting, and I cannot see the lake. It is terrible. It makes breathing tough. I've never seen it this bad before. But we're still having a good time. Back to you, Rob. KB8SVJ.
Very good, Bob. Yeah, I saw on a couple of things on YouTube, the Mackinac Bridge, and when you pull up to it, you could see the roadway going into it, and that was it. So just to make you feel a little better is Crystal Lake is, you know how far my house is away from Crystal Lake. I can't see the lake. So, yeah, it's really bad here, too. And people don't go out any more than you absolutely have to. This is very bad on your lungs. So. Okay, John, AB9NN, what's your sad tale of woe today?
Good evening to everybody on the Marf's Met this evening, and good to hear Bob in there from the UP. Hope everything's going good up in Berga. And, just mowed 18 holes today, got out and was mowing at 5:30 this morning with running lights, and got to see some nice sunrises as I was mowing, and got a few pictures of that and posted that on Facebook. Got my 18 holes done and got that all done before the smoke arrived. And supposedly the smoke is supposed to be gone by the time I have to mow again on Friday. It looks like we might get a little bit of rain on Friday morning, and the rain is supposed to chase the smoke away. So we'll see. It might be a rain day for me if it's going to be lightning or anything like that, too. So let me break for reset just a second. Okay, AB9NN returning to the BarfNet, and yeah, not too much going on today. We did get a set of Bluetooth amplified speakers that I set up in our living room where we watch TV between our two lazy boys upstairs, and my PC also has Bluetooth on it, and I can transmit Bluetooth, and the speakers can receive Bluetooth, so I was able to pair the speakers to the PC, and my RTL SDR radio dongle runs works as the radio for my scanning software, which is DSD plus Fastlane, and scans a P25 public service band, and so now we've got basically a nice scanner upstairs in the living room, and the nice part about the speakers is it's got a volume control on it and an on-off switch, so we can control the volume and set it to the appropriate times and turn it down when the phone rings and stuff like that. So very nice not having to run downstairs to listen to stuff or listen to it from the basement in the upstairs. Anyway, I guess I babbled on long enough, so with that, back to Net Control from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, if you got a mow, make sure you wear some mask or something that has some decent protection. That's really bad stuff out there today. So. Okay, moving on down the list here, KB8PXI, Mary, and then standby, Larry.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Larry, KB8PXI. Yeah, like everyone else, it is smoky. We don't live in the Smoky Mountains, but it sure looks like it. I, too, was up early this morning and let my dog out, and I didn't smell anything when I let him out on 6 o'clock or 5:30, whenever. But then when I got up, I immediately smelled it. It was 8 o'clock, 8:30, somewhere in there. And I've only been outside once to get my mail. I couldn't stand the smell of it and made it quickly back inside. My dog has been in and out all day, basically in, just out for little trips. But yeah, hopefully this will clear a little bit tomorrow. Bob, sorry to hear you've got such a mess up there in the UC. They told us it was worse up there than down here, but hopefully the air current will change and we'll get out of this stuff. So that's about all I have from here, so I'll send it back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8DXI.
Very good, Mary. Yeah, let's make sure Bear isn't out there too awful long, because it's probably not very good for him either. So, okay, this is W8REJ. We have Larry coming up next, and then we'll do a standby. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, WNAP. Take it away, Larry.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ. This is WNAP, Larry, and hello to everyone in the group here. Well, yesterday late afternoon, I was an armchair supervisor, you know, like they say, sidewalk supervisor. I was an armchair supervisor as Betty's grandson hauled in a room air conditioner and hooked it up and exhausted it through the screen on one of the windows in the living room. And today, I went to Bear Lake Ace Hardware and picked up another room air conditioner, but it's out in the back of the car. It's just too heavy for me to haul in. But we'll get it hooked up tomorrow. We'll call some friends and get some help and get that put in. And the grandson had a tooth pulled today, and he said he can't lift. He's not supposed to lift or do any heavy lifting or whatever for several days, I guess, until it gets better. So, W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, and that reminds me, everybody out there, if you, I do have two window units. I think they're 5,000. I don't think they're any bigger than that. Yeah, I think they're both 5,000 units. We don't use them because we have the roll around air conditioners now in two windows that we use those in. But I'll tell you what, we have had the air on continually. I think the only time we shut it off was when we went to bed and shut off the downstairs one, and the upstairs ones were going full blast. So, anyway, there you go. That's it. So, okay, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. If you'd like to join the net, come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please.
This is KA8. H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, anybody else? Okay, very good. Edgar, give us a couple of syllables here before we go back to the top. Take it away.
Okay. Hear all the other people about avoiding the smoke. I've had asthma all my life, ever since I was a baby, and so this kind of weather is not real good for me. But we're lucky enough to have central air, so we have the filter system in place on the central air, and the windows all closed, so hibernating like it was wintertime. But good to hear the crowd, and thanks for having the net. So I couldn't get in with my HT. And the aluminum house, aluminum siding on the house apparently blocked it. So I'm at EchoLink. And always away if you work hard enough. This is KA8HYE.
Okay, Edgar, very good. Well, you stay safe indoors until the smoke goes away. it's very, very hot, very, very humid, and on top of that, we don't need the smoke. So, okay, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. Going back to the top here, before we do, let me ask if there's anyone else that would like to join before we go to the top second time. Okay, Bob, KB8, SCJ, and Standby John.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Smoke, again, I'm having fun. It's going to, hopefully it doesn't put too much of a damper on my fun. Tomorrow, we're going to go explore. Never been to Porcupine Mountain, so we're going to go there tomorrow. Check that out, the area, Octonagon. That area, kind of see what's going on. I want to make my way down to Iron Mountain. Down there, they got the Cornish Pump. It's like the biggest steam-powered pump that's at least in the United States, I don't know if it's ever in the world, but it's called the Cornish pump. It's in a museum. They use it to get water, pump water out of a iron mine. So I want to go see that. Don't know why, I just want to go see it. But other than that, I got nothing else right now. We're just going to be exploring the western end of the UP and come home hopefully Sunday. And I'll report next week and all the fun we had. KB8SDJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Enjoy your time up there, man. It's nice. It's a nice area to be in the summertime, even though it is a little hot and humid right now. But all right, sir, going on to 89NN. John, take it away and stand by Mary.
Okay, 89NN returning to the BarfNet. And, not too much else to add on tonight, I guess. Chunking away, going to have a day off tomorrow, going to probably stay inside and do a bunch of reading, I think, and get educated a little bit more in a video course that I'm taking on Python, taking a second video course. This one is much more detailed and has practice exams at the end of each chapter section of the video course. And the exams are relatively comprehensive, so they're pretty tough to get through. So I'm hoping that'll get the knowledge to sink into my thick little Polish brain and be able to retain some of that over the years. So enjoying it. So with that, back to Net Control for maybe 9 and then John and Pula. Have a great day, everybody. Or have a great week, everybody.
All right, John, very good. If you're going to have to go out, wear a mask. So, okay, let's see. Mary, KB8BXI, take it away and stand by Larry.
I guess I'm like everybody else. I don't really have anything else to add. This is Mary, KD8BXI. I plan on pretty much hibernating tomorrow, too, other than taking my dog to the vet so he can get his nails trimmed. He grows nails faster than he can sneeze. So, of course, he's been shedding a lot, and I've been taking an awful lot of fur off of him. He looks 20 pounds lighter. Wish I could do the same with me, but anyway. Everybody enjoy the day as much as you can and the week, and hopefully we'll hear everybody next week. 73 all, this is Mary, KD8BXI. Back to you, Rob.
Very good, Mary. Yeah, keep Bear in the house there. And, they look funny sometimes when they get shaved, but it all grows back, and they're comfortable when they're like that. So, Larry, WNAP, and stand by Edgar.
Okay, again, Rob, WNREJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Well, it's nice to hear that Bob is up there in the UP. I think he said Baraga State Park. I consider myself at least a partial UPer, as my BSEE degree is from Michigan Tech up there in Houghton in the Keweenaw Peninsula. So I definitely have feelings for the UP. Well, it's hot back here in my engineering room, so I am going to shut things off and get back into the living room where the cool air is and just sit and relax. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry, you take care. Take it easy.
And don't do too much exerting stuff. Okay. All right, Edgar, KA8HYE, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, this is Edgar, KA8HYE, up in Traverse City. And, waiting for the things to clear, get out and fly the model airplanes some more. And not really very fond of the cold weather anymore since it got older, but can't really handle the hot, smoky weather either. So that's one of the things we put up with when we crossed 70 years. So this is KA8HYE, 73.
Very good, Edgar. Thanks for checking in there. And if you can, come back every Wednesday at 8:30. We're here, so be good to hear you and have you in here. So, all right, this is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. We're at the bottom of the list the second time through. So before we close with that, is there anyone who would like to put a ribbon on this bad boy?
AB9NN with a quick addition. 9KOP Mobile will give you a number.
Mobile station, you doubled. Say yes, no.
Yep, call is November 9, Kilo Oscar Papa Mobile. Mayo, and I'll give you a number there.
Okay, very good. Got that. Thank you very much for the number. Be safe out there with all of that snow. Jeez. All of the smoke. And John, go ahead, 89NN.
Okay, this is W8NAP, and also for Bob. I also did graduate from Michigan Tech, went to their business school, and graduated with a business degree majored in accounting and a minor in finance. So got a very good education that served me very, very well over the decades, and was born and raised in Iron River, Michigan, which is about, I think it's about 82 miles just about southwest from Baraga. So home of the infamous Riverside Pizza. Okay, with that, back to net control for maybe 9NN.
Okay, John, very good. It's a nice area up there, around the college. It's very nice. I like that. So. All right, we are at the bottom of the net, bottom of the list on the nets. Anyone want to say a few syllables before we close? If so, come now with your call sign and your name. Okay, very good. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. Our BarfNet meets every Wednesday at 8:30 on this frequency. And in addition to that, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of each month, except December, at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor, 9 a.m. Just walk in the front door and go straight back to your left, and you'll find us back there. So, all right, I'm going to return the repeater back to normal operation. The net will be clear. This is W8REJ, and I just want to say 73 to everybody, and God bless everyone that can hear my voice. Good evening. I'm clear.
VE3, Romeo India, Papa.
Yeah, VE3RIP. Good evening, name's Cameron. Calls November 9, Kilo Oscar Papa, and I'm mobile in Mayo, Michigan here. Good evening.
Good evening, Cameron. It's Larry here. And I was just listening to the net that was on here. We're 200 miles away, and I've got the repeater at 60.
Yeah, I copy that. What repeater are you on?
145.11. I think it's Mackinac.
Yep, that's the Mackinac machine. So we're doing across all roads in Michigan, linked repeater network, doing linking through All-Star. And I'm about 100 miles south of Mackinac City on the Mayo 146.700 repeater.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Anyways, I heard the net, but there's a local repeater that has a modest coverage here. That's kind of why I picked it up, I guess. But, yeah, I turned the antenna over that way and it's bouncing off all the smoke. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I hear you there. Well, you're full covered, full quieting into the Mackinac repeater. Well, like I said, I'm not having a single problem copying you. And, yeah, it's windy here. Not windy. It's smoky as heck down here, man. It's visibility is less than a quarter of a mile, maybe even an eighth of a mile if I had to guess. It's not pleasant, and it's, I don't think I've seen it like this before.
No, I agree. It's pretty nasty out there. And, you know, actually went golfing today and lose sight of the golf ball in the heat, come back and the cars are covered in. So, go figure. Anyways, glad to get inside where the air is a little cleaner, I guess. Anyways, I won't hold it in case I disappear. I thought I'd just pop in and let whoever's listening know that repeater is working like a bomb tonight anyways into this corner of Ontario. We're directly across the lake, so it's not got any hurdles to go over, but anyways, really really working through this.
Yeah, very good. Good hearing you, and if you're the 1-1 is right at the Mackinac Bridge, literally probably half a mile south of Mackinac Bridge. If you tooling around there, try 146.700, PL tone 103.5. You're probably a little bit closer to that one. I don't know how north or south you are, but I'm a little bit further east than the 1-1, but the 1-1 is right on the water, too. So, hey, good hearing you. We'll talk to you later, 7-3-N9-K-O-P Mobile, Mayo, Michigan.
Cameron, yes. Yeah. Thanks for getting back to me, and just confirm if I've got your call sign wrong, my wife will let it right, I guess. N9KOP, have a good night. VE3RIP.
Yep, that's correct. Have a good night. N9KOP Mobile.
N9KOP, KD8IWS Mobile.
KD8IWS Mobile, N9KOP. Good evening. Name's Cameron. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said you're in Mile. We just had a pretty good rain come through Fenton, Michigan. I'm getting ready to head northbound to Gaylord. What's the weather like up your neck of the woods?
Well, there's no rain whatsoever. Currently 68 in... If I wouldn't have known any better, I'd say it's fog, but Canadian wildfire smoke and our visibility is drastically challenged here. We're probably down to eighth of a mile, if not less, and the air quality isn't the greatest breathing, I can tell you that.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for the report. Yeah, we're heading up in the morning. I'm going to just west of Gaylord, and then we're going to run up to over the bridge, actually, in the morning. Then head up to Whitefish Point. So, yeah, it could be a little challenging. But, hey, thanks for the report. Appreciate it. I'm getting ready to pull in to fuel up, and I'm jumping on 23, 25 pound. I got about 2 hours and 45 minutes, maybe 3 hours from the sounds of the visibility. All right, thanks a lot. Kurt on this end in Fenton, Michigan, 7-6, IWS Mobile, clear.
7-3, Kurt, M9KOP Mobile, I'm clear.
Sound I-75, listening.